All right, I'll catch up with you guys later. Raise? Yeah, I'll be there. All right, bye. God, what a day. Whoa. My God, you scared me. I didn't think anyone was out here. Yeah. What are you doing out here, anyways, in the dark, alone, in the middle of the night? No, I'm not judging. It's just that you're giving major, like, stalker slash serial killer energy, and I'm not here for it. I mean, hey, if you're gonna kill me, make it quick. I'm just kidding. No, but for real, what are you doing out here? Oh, were you? That's nice. Thought you were a goody two shoes that goes to bed a little bit too early for their own good. Yeah? Thought you had a curfew. One that used that for yourself, of course. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know I've only recently moved down here, but I'm liking it so far. Living on my own, I like the freedom, and neighbors are okay. You're not bad, I guess. Yeah, Linda, she's not really the friendliest, is she? She's so confident in herself, so sure that I'm gonna steal her husband just because I'm single. Like, I'm flattered that you think I would do such a thing or that I could steal your husband, but I am no home wrecker. I'm many things, but a home wrecker is not one of them. What are the other things? Wouldn't you like to find out? Why are you dressed so colorful, anyways? I mean, who wears green sweaters nowadays? Oh. Feeling all festive, huh? Trying to get in the holiday spirit. No, there's nothing wrong with it. I think I'll stick to my black. I know I look good in it, but still. I could never imagine myself wearing green or red or any kind of Christmas color. Ugly sweaters? Yeah. Okay, yeah. You want me to wear an ugly sweater? Well, I'm gonna tell you right now that that is never going to happen. You can dream it, but it's never gonna happen. Huh. Do I seem like the kind of person that celebrates Christmas? I mean, I would never say anything about it. I know it's a very great holiday and it means a lot to a lot of people. And it should mean a lot to me as well, but I've never really cared for it much. It's just another day. I mean, I guess I like the lights and the decorations and whatever, even though I would never decorate my house unless it's for Halloween, because I love Halloween. But yeah, not much of a Christmas person. How does that make me weird? I guess I'm just not into that lame stuff. Besides, ugly sweaters and all that crap, I mean, at my grown age, I think I'm gonna pass. You do you. I mean, if you like doing that stuff, go ahead. I'm sure you will find a girl that loves doing the same exact thing. What do you have in those bags, anyways? Don't tell me. No way. You got a gingerbread house? That's kind of cute. Who are you gonna build it with? Oh. You were gonna do it with your friend, but she's not coming. Okay, well, can always do it with your sibling or something. Me? In case you forgot, I don't do that. No, I'm good. I mean, I would eat it gladly, but build it? No, thanks. let alone decorate it. No way. You're not going to make me do this. No, I guess I don't really have anything else to do tonight, but still, I'd rather us do something else. Let's go watch a scary movie or something. Oh, you're being serious about this. You actually want me to come in and build a gingerbread house with you? No, I guess I don't have anything to lose. Fine. Fine. I guess, just because I feel a little bit bad, and I don't want you to spend this night on your own. I don't really have anything to do myself. My friends are all busy for the night, so... I guess so, but... on one simple condition. You don't tell a single soul about this. Ever. Okay. Alright, yeah, I'll follow you. Oh, wow. It is like Santa's factory over here. This is insane. All of the Christmas pillows and the decorations. Even the Christmas tree is gorgeous. I mean, I've never really been one to care for Christmas trees, but this one is... wow. I can tell that you put a lot of effort into it. Your mom. That's cute. No, I wasn't trying to be funny. It is cute. I've never really done that kind of stuff with my mom. Her and I don't exactly have the best relationship, so to speak. Anyways, enough about that. Should we get started on the gingerbread house? Yeah, you lead the way. I'm just gonna try to help and probably eat most of it. Alright, so the base is already done and everything. Okay, that's good. At least we don't have to start from scratch, because I could never do that. I'm trying to be a good baker. I've never been the best. Alright, so we've got the icing. You want to do one side and I'll do the other? Okay, yeah, I can start with this one. I'm going to do... I guess let's go with blue. What color are you doing? Okay, yeah, we can do different colors, that's fine. I can't believe I'm doing this. No, it's insane. I guess it is a little bit fun, of course, and new. I feel like a kid. I really do. I never really did this kind of stuff when I was younger, so doing it now... it's different, but I like it. I guess you're used to doing this kind of stuff, huh? During the holidays and everything. Oh, that's nice. Are you? Why don't I care for Christmas? Boy, where do I even start? I guess, considering the fact that I grew up an only child, I didn't really have any siblings to do this kind of stuff with, and my parents weren't really the best. My dad was never home, and my mom was something else. We never even celebrated my birthday. So, why would we celebrate Christmas or any other holiday? Eventually, I ended up liking Halloween, simply because I felt like it was my vibe, and Christmas is completely different. It's a holiday that's supposed to be magical, and it's supposed to be filled with love, and you're supposed to be with your family, and you're supposed to be receiving and giving gifts, but, well, I've never had that. Ever. Maybe... I tried to join in whenever my friends did that kind of stuff, but it was just never the same. So growing up in a household where we didn't appreciate Christmas, you can imagine why I don't really care for it much now. The truth is, I am a little bit jealous of people that like it as much as you. I think this is really cute. You got me out here putting icing on a freaking gingerbread house. You don't have to be sorry, it's not your fault. I'm used to it. I like being on my own now. Ever since I moved out and I got my own place, it's been nice. I guess I need to try and enjoy Christmas a little bit more, especially now that you're here. You're not gonna let me do anything else, are you? What? Starting with an ugly sweater? Are you serious? Why do you have so many of those anyways? That's kind of freaky. Fine, would it make you shut up? It will? Alright then, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I'll wear it. I mean, you've got me doing this kind of stuff already, so what's the worst that'll happen? We've already agreed that you're never gonna mention this to anyone, so count me in. That is the ugliest sweater I've ever seen. Why does it have all this stuff on it? Lights as well? Are you kidding me? This is a disaster. Looks like a little child pooped all over it. But fine. Guess I can put it over my crop top. Thanks. I look ridiculous. This is not me. Who is this person? What are you doing to me? Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. You seem to be having the time of your life just laughing at me. Are you? Shut up. Let's just finish this. Please. I'm so over it already. My hand is hurting. You're done with your panel? Okay, here, let's check them together, right? Yeah. Alright, let's press them. Seriously, I have to hold it in place. My hand's going numb already. Fine, I'll stop complaining. Oh, I'm surprising you. Why is that? I don't seem as cold as I usually am. Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't. It's so unlike me. Well, I guess I just have a resting bitch face, so I come off as a little standoffish. I don't mean to do it. I don't want you to think that I'm mean. That's just my face. I guess when you really try to get to know me, I can be a little soft on the inside. But how can I possibly be mean to someone like you? You're just such positive energy. And I'm not. It's kind of a fresh thing. I like it. I'm glad that you like me as well. Why are you turning red? Oh, calm down. I didn't mean it like that. But I do enjoy your company. Okay, are we done with this? My hand is... Yeah, okay, cool. What else do we have to do? The roof. Right. Well, this is dry already, so let's just get the icing on the roof, shall we? Yeah, we can do it together. Whew, finally, it is done. And boy, does it look good. Yeah, of course we can eat it. Yeah, the question is, what are we gonna watch? The Grinch. Give me a fucking break today, swear to God. What else are you gonna make me do? Wrap gifts with you? That's for later? Yeah, okay, sure. That's for later. That is never going to happen. Okay, we can watch The Grinch, but only until we're done with the gingerbread house. Deal? Alright, fine. Let's do it. On the couch? Yeah, sure. Now that I think about it, it is my first time in here, and the house is really cute on the inside. It does match the outside a little bit. I mean, you guys have decorations in every corner. Definitely the most lit up house in the neighborhood. The difference between your house and my house, it's, well, a little funny. Let's put it that way. You think I'm gonna change my mind about Christmas now? Well, I feel like if I spend the holiday with someone like you, who really appreciates this time of year, then I guess, yeah, I can tolerate it. I used to be so against it, and the truth is I am surprised with myself right now that I'm going out of my comfort zone a little bit. I think it's you. Yeah, something about you. I don't know what it is, but you're just, I don't know, this super nice person. And I'm not saying that I'm not nice, but I don't think I'm anywhere near as much as you. And everyone in the neighborhood likes you. And then I'm just the new person that everyone is scared to approach. Is it the bike? Yeah, she's my baby. Well, considering the fact that I do live on my own and I'm pretty single, I guess I have to play the role. Both roles. You know what I mean. Role of a man, I guess. Not saying that I'm masculine or anything, but I know how to handle myself. Let's put it that way. You like that? Are you flirting with me? No. How can you flirt with me when I'm wearing this atrocious sweater? How dare I? Look at this thing. It's so unlike me. I feel like I look ridiculous. No? The opposite? I guess you don't look so bad in yours either. And somehow you make it look perfect. I don't know. I'm a little surprised. You want me to spend Christmas with you and your family? That is so nice of you. We don't really know each other that well, so the fact that you're inviting me, it means a lot. Yeah, I guess. It's not like I have anything to do that day, I don't think. I'd like that. But I can't come without a gift, of course. I've never really been the kind of person to buy gifts for people, but I think I can make an exception for you. It's because you're being so kind. And I also don't really want to intrude or anything, so I won't be. Okay. Does that mean that I have to wear, like, a red gown or something? Oh my gosh. I guess I have to go shopping. I don't really have much color in my closet. And if I want people to like me, then I guess I have to dress like I'm friendly. Of course I'm friendly. Maybe not with everyone, but well, I'm friendly with you, aren't I? One thing I won't be doing, though, is covering my tattoos. I like my tattoos. You like them, too? Well, why don't you get some tattoos? Think you'd look really good with ink on your body? Don't be ridiculous. It doesn't hurt. Not at all. Maybe you can get your first tattoo with me. Are your parents gonna hate me for that? That's true, you are an adult and you can make your own decisions. Perfect answer. Anyways, should we watch The Grinch? I don't even want to say it. No, I've never seen the movie. I know, are you surprised? Don't be. There's a lot that I haven't done. And a lot that I haven't watched as well. And a lot of Christmas movies are on that list. I am not going on a freaking Christmas movie spree. That is not happening. No. The Grinch? That's it. That's all we're doing. You are just something else. Why are you trying to squeeze everything in one freaking night? It's not like I'm going anywhere. I can always come back and we can watch something else. Or you can always come to my place. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I enjoy your company regardless. That sounds like a plan. You have the place all to yourself this weekend. That's good. Does that mean we're going to be watching a lot of Christmas movies? Fine, but I'm not wearing an ugly sweater ever again. Or building a gingerbread house. This is the most I'm going to do. You want to make hot cocoa too? Oh my god. Why did I sign up for this? Yeah, okay. I guess I'll help you. Lead the way.